Partly cloudy with isolated showers this afternoon and through until the weekend as well. Currently it's around 21 in Batemans Bay, 16 across the Bega Valley, Maroombula's 19 and Eden 20 degrees. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Sheen with 2EC Local News. Yirrabidella Shire Council General Manager Paul Anderson says he supports calls to scrap legislation that excludes communities and local governments in major planning decisions. The Local Government and Shires Association is calling for the next state government to scrap Part 3A legislation, giving more power to local governments to determine what developments go ahead in their region. Mr. Anderson says he's worried about the controls being taken away from local councils and given to state bodies in other parts of the state.
I think local government as a sector has been saying for some time that to take local planning decisions away from local communities is of a concern, and they're looking at a potential incoming state government to honour their commitment to reviewing the Part 3A legislation and providing that local decision-making back to local government.
Locals across the south coast opposing the federal government's carbon tax are being encouraged to head to Canberra next week. The Consumer and Taxpayers Association is holding a rally outside Parliament House on Wednesday from midday. It's expected the tax will come into effect from the middle of next year and flies in the face of a promise from Prime Minister Julia Gillard before the last election that it would not be introduced under a government she led. Under the tax, locals can expect to pay up to an extra $500 a year on their power bills. President of the Association, Chris Johnson, says the government needs to be held accountable for their actions.
They got in on Ms. Gillard saying, under my government, there will be no carbon tax. Now, that mandate has been reversed.
The Coalition's push for fairer youth allowance criteria for students on the south coast has reared its head again. As we approach a year since the original changes were made to the allowance, preventing students like those on the coast from accessing a fairer criteria like their city counterparts, Senator Fiona Nash has challenged Prime Minister Julia Gillard to a debate. In a letter addressed to the PM, Senator Nash urges her to attend a town hall-style debate in a regional centre where there are students affected by the legislation.
Prime Minister keeps saying that students are better off under the changes. If that's the case, then the Prime Minister should be prepared to come out to a regional community and debate this issue in front of those local people.
The Bega Valley Shire Council will be receiving a report on Tuesday at their council meeting into complaints made relating to the council's code of conduct. The complaints relate to documents which may have been leaked from council while classified confidential, and it's understood relate to health department issues. The complaints were lodged in September and October last year, and the findings will be delivered in a report to council's meeting on Tuesday. It's understood no further action will be taken into either of the complaints beyond the report being presented next week to council. And a new study has found 45% of people have texted on their mobile phones while driving, while another 30% believe they can text and drive at the same time. The study from Telstra is part of a new campaign supported by the V8 supercars, encouraging people to leave the message until later. Craig Middleton from Telstra says the Mate It Can Wait campaign is about driver safety education.
Our message to local motorists is that no text message is worth any type of accident. We found that 45% of Australians nationally have read or sent a text while driving. What we're saying at the local level is tell your mates you don't want them texting or reading a text message while you're in the car with them.
That's the latest from the 2EC newsroom this afternoon. I'll have more local news at around 1:30.